The knives are sharp. The dip net is assembled, and now we wait. The first group I talked to was having a slow go of it, enjoying a book on the riverbank, waiting for those fish to show up. They've been coming down from Anchorage for years to dip net, but only found this spot last year.
Yeah, it's usually really pleasant. There's plenty to watch, and it's fairly peaceful a lot of the time, even when it is crowded. It's not elbow to elbow. Yeah, my husband could tell you a lot more about it. I'm not actually the fisher person, so.
Just enjoy the fruits of the labor.
I do. I just enjoy the meals later on. Yep, we have some old sled dogs, so they get a little bit of the take as well. It's lovely to be out here. We're glad to be here today. Yeah.
Good.
Fish or not, it's good.
Another group down from Palmer was just pulling out after having some good luck from a boat.
Pretty much every year. We missed out a couple years on vacation right in the middle of dip netting, but otherwise,
every year
we make it a thing, fish camp.
And looks like you've got the little ones are getting exposed to it now, too.
Yup, they are.
Are they going to be into the whole processing and all of that? Are
we getting they watch them. I mean, the guys flay and we do the canning. We can it. So we brought our canning jars and everything.
How long did it take you to hit those numbers? Been out very long today?
That was 2 hours, so 22 fish in 2 hours. I guess that's pretty.
That's a good start.
Decent. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, we're doing good. We're with another party too, and they have four nets in the water. We only have two, so if they have four nets, they're just like, I mean, they're hitting them. Yeah, they have like 87 or something, and this morning they were at 36. They said it's the kids. They bring the kids out there and they rub their, you know, the nets. And,
so. And it's good luck.
And that's what they said, good luck charms. It's working, obviously.
It's
they're getting
luck.
Way more than we are.
And that traveling fish camp setup was pretty common. A gentleman I spoke with on the way out, also from Anchorage, has his processing set up in his RV.
I've been coming down for, 8 years. I have been going over, I'd four-wheel out to the point on this side, but I did that three or four years, and that last time I went in, it was nip and tuck whether I was going to get out or not, and I thought, no. I've got a one-ton Dodge diesel here that I do not want buried. And So, last year it took me 11 days to get 35 fish.
Is that right?
11 days, yeah. So that was the longest. And that was also the first year that I ever actually got my limit. Usually it's been 12, 14, 21, 22. But last year was the first year, so I was really blessed with that. I catch them, I clean them down there, and then I take them in and I wash them and fillet them and get them in, vacuum pack them. And I've got a big chest full of ice in there. I just put the ice, I put them on ice. Or if my freezer's empty, I start filling the freezer.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. I just wish my wife could be down, but she has to work this week, so.
You'll bring home souvenirs.
Yes, and hopefully 35 of them.